Give me a word, Ken.
Your word is palm tree. I got that's two words. Do it. Do it anyway. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Tell me what to do. Palm trees. They're a weird looking tree when you go visit like California and stuff like that. They look dead most of the time. It's like only the top of them that actually has some green.
Well, I think you're supposed to like trim off the dead parts, right?
Are you?
I think so. I think maybe just the streets aren't like kept up very well. Hold on one second. Hey, welcome to the Over Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ken and CJ. Say hi, Siege.
Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary! This is the show where we usually talk over TV shows and movies that chosen by our guests, but it's episode 350? Is that right?
For all acquaintance.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Yeah, wow. That's weird.
Yeah, so if my math is right, that means we've been doing the show for 12 years?
No.
Dang, okay.
But like almost 7, I think, right? Like that's still a lot.
Is that real? I didn't actually take the time.
Because there's 52 weeks in a year, right?
So yeah. We've been doing it for 350 weeks. We've put out an episode every single week for 350 weeks.
It's crazy. And look where it's gotten us. It's incredible. So different.
So famous and successful.
It's amazing.
Well respected in the movie community.
If you want to make a difference in your world, start a podcast and just stick with it for 7 years and it'll pay dividends.
You're a couple of cis straight white guys in their 30s.
Look, there's not enough representation in the podcast community from cis straight white guys. So
we want to hear your voice.
It needs to be heard.
I think a lot of people don't understand that, like, when you're a straight white guy in your 30s, you get handed a podcast. It's not we didn't choose to do this. We're being forced.
Right. And you would think we'd be used to it by being handed most everything in our lives, but it's something that just kind of surprises you. So
yeah. Blindsided.
Yeah.
We got these freaking overlords over our back all the time.
Yeah, pushing our buttons, telling us what to do.
Yeah. Ken, welcome back to the mainland.
Thank you. Welcome back yourself.
I was in the mainland, but yeah,
I'm back in Illinois. Welcome back to Illinois, at least.
Yeah. You were on your honeymoon.
I was on my honeymoon. Meg and I finally took our honeymoon 6 months late, but we timed it so that we left her in the cold.
Yes.
And we went to Hawaii.
That's right. You did it perfectly. No, there's no... Yeah. Everyone, do your honeymoon when you feel like it. Traditions are dumb. Don't go right after the wedding. You don't have to do that.
No. Everyone I've talked to who has gone right after the wedding has said, don't do that, because... The wedding is stressful enough, like getting everything, all your ducks in a row for that. And then to have to also be planning and packing for and stressing yourself out over going to a trip right after, even if it is a nice, you know, trip with your new wife, but just plan it out so that it works out well for you. And it worked out great for us. It was an amazing time.
That's great to hear. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely just a smooth, cool cucumber when it comes to traveling. No stress at all, no anxiety. So I definitely would love to do that after the most stressful day of your life.
No, God, no. Yeah, I'm awful with traveling. Like, I'm not awful, but I hate... Well, I don't hate, but anyway, I get super stressed out in the airports. And
yes.
Until I'm on the plane, and I know that there isn't a baby right next to me, I'm, like, just worrying about all the worst possible scenarios. Like, is... this gonna work out? Are they gonna like make me check my bag, even like the little things that really wouldn't throw everything off, but that I just worry about? And
I will say I am awful to travel with. Emily just kind of surrenders herself to me and just is like, okay, just tell me what time we're leaving and stuff. That's, I know you have it all planned out. Yeah, it's like, I do, and I would like to leave at this time, and yes, thank you.
At one point it was on our way back, but we were in the whatever the Kauai's airport is, and it's just like a short flight back to Honolulu, and we got there so early that I was able to like witness the loading pattern for the flight before us, because it loads like every hour basically. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna just go scope it out. And Meg's like, cool, you let me know what to do, I'll be here. anyway,
I don't think I relax until like we're at the hotel or Airbnb, and then I'm finally like, okay, we did it, we're here.
Yeah, because even before then, you're like, oh, am I going to get a good room?
Yeah.
Like, is it...
I got to get an Uber to get there from the airport and sit in traffic.
Right. Super stressful. All right. Now that the stressful stuff's out of the way, you want to hear about the fun stuff that we did?
Yes, please.
So we were there for a while. We were there for like a week and a half. We spent two nights in Oahu, which isn't the big island. I guess I was confused before, but it's just the island has the main airport and Honolulu. But yeah, we stayed there for two nights, and one of the nights was Valentine's Day and Meg's birthday, so we got to celebrate that there, which was really nice.
Yeah.
But we didn't really do much there other than that. We kind of just hung out on the beach, and I mean, the first day was a travel day, and then the last day was a travel day, and so it was, we're like, we can either go hiking and see the stuff on this island, or we can just sit on the beach, and we were like, let's just do that. So
yeah, that's what you're there to do, relax, enjoy the beach.
We didn't beat ourselves up over it, so... We did that, and that was great, and we ate a bunch of good food there, and then we flew to Kauai, where we stayed for eight nights there at the Grand Hyatt, and we, like, my mom pulled some strings, because she's a super traveler person, and we got, like, this awesome suite that looked out over the ocean, and it was an amazing room, and the hotel was so nice. There were, like, I don't know, 12 pools? Like, there were a ton of pools.
Jesus.
Like layers of pools. And then the beach as well. Yeah, the weather was great every day we were there. Surprisingly, like, it rained one day, but it didn't really affect our plans.
Nice.
And everything worked out really well. We did a bunch of fun activities, too.
I saw you ziplined.
Yeah, I haven't posted everything yet, but the one thing we did was ziplining, and it was at the longest ziplines in Hawaii or something like that. One was a half mile long. You went like 60 miles an hour on it.
Jeez. How long is that to go a half mile? How long are you up there?
Technically, if you're going 60 miles an hour, it'd be 30 seconds, but you're like speeding up and slowing down. So it's longer. It was like a full minute. It was super long. It was awesome. I went upside down. I went Superman position. It was so much fun. Meg did not do any of that. She just went normal holding onto the handlebars, but... Have you ever ziplined before? Like on a long zipline? Like I hadn't either. I'd done like ropes courses and stuff, but
no, I for sure would also be in the sitting position. I definitely would not be. Even the Superman ride at Six Flags, I'm like, I don't know about this one.
That ride sucks. Yeah, I only did one each, like upside down and Superman, like just on one of the like 12 that we did.
When you say upside down, can you paint a picture? I'm picturing like hung by your feet and you're just like dangling.
You know Spider-Man?
Yeah, exactly.
It's literally the Spider-Man position because you have these handlebars like right above your head that you're supposed to hold on to if you're going normally. But what you do is you're held into a harness and there's a rope that goes from basically the handlebars to the center of your chest. Well, what you do is they help you out, but at the beginning you flip over and put your feet on those handlebars and then you just dangle your arms up in the air. So it kind of looks like the Spider-Man position, and you just go that way until you get to almost the end, and then they make you flip back over for like a safe landing. But
dang,
yeah, that hurt.
Yeah, it's like, did you feel okay with the blood rushing to your head the entire time too?
I don't know. It was fun, but I like the harness dug into my thighs, and I was like, nah, this is not. I'll go back to normal, thank you. But I wanted to try the different positions because I don't know when I'm going to do this again. Might as well give it a shot.
I always ask this from people who have traveled, one of your favorite meals, one that sticks out into your head.
So the Grand Hyatt had two restaurants on the resort, and I think both of the best meals that we had were in one of those places. But one place was called Stevenson's Library, and it was a like library-themed sushi restaurant. So like even the hostess who like seats you, and I don't know if maybe she is dressed like this normally or not, but she was dressed like a librarian, at least in my eyes, with like the glasses and like a long.
She had a lanyard.
No,
with her school ID. Though.
Yeah, but yeah, there's like books everywhere, and the menu and all the menu items have like book themed names. Like the one of the drinks is the Grape Gatsby. You know, nice. Anyway, it's stupid, but. But the food, the sushi was some of the best I've ever had. Like it was so fresh and so good.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's impressive because, I don't, at least in my experiences of hotels, the food is usually like, it's passable. But that sounds like that's a really nice place.
Yeah, for sure. I think that might be why. It seemed like a lot of the hotels in Hawaii in general have like some of the bigger restaurants in them, because we went to Tide Pools, and that was in another restaurant, or sorry, another hotel. And then the other place that was really, really good was in, again, the Grand Hyatt, but it was called Tide Pools. Did I just say Tide Pools? What did I say?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. I meant to say Monkey Pod before. That's where we went for Valentine's Day.
Monkey Pod?
Monkey Pod. Oh, funny story. So we went to Monkey Pod for Valentine's Day on Oahu. The next day we fly over to Kauai and we go to a restaurant called the Beach House, which is like right on the ocean. It's very nice. It's like everyone kept recommending it to me. And we get there and it's the exact same menu as Monkey Pod, because apparently Monkey Pod also owns that restaurant. So for two nights in a row, we're like, oh, shit, like, this is exactly what we just had, except 10 bucks more expensive for some reason. Anyway, we got different stuff on the menu. But yeah, anyway, a lot of great seafood and poke, and it was really, really, really good.
Nice.
But yeah, we did other fun stuff, though, besides ziplining. We went mountain tubing.
What?
Do you know what that is?
No, yeah. What is that?
So Meg found this one. It's like the only place in Kauai apparently that does it, but you get in like an inner tube into like an actual stream/river and basically lazy river down it, but like much faster than a lazy river and through like mile long tunnels and stuff.
Dang.
They give you like a headlamp that you have to turn on when you go in the tunnels so that you can see. That was a lot of fun. It's like little like rapids kind of, except in an inner tube.
Yeah, I just Googled it. And yeah, people, you're having to wear like full helmets and gloves and stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely not a lazy river.
No, not a lazy river. Just the inner tube thing is the only thing that kind of ties it to that. But that was so much fun.
That seems really cool.
We also went kayaking up a river to a hike to a quote unquote secret waterfall that like tons of guides had a ton of people there. But Meg and I actually swam out to the waterfall and took a picture under that. That was really nice. That we did a lot of that fun kind of adventure-y stuff. I went whale watching.
On a boat? Like out on a into boat. The ocean?
Yeah. So we got on like a whale watching tour. Meg and I went on it, and it was like a very small boat on a very windy day.
Uh-oh.
With very choppy waters.
Uh-oh.
And the whole time leading up to it, Meg had like brought Dramamine and C-bands and even like the little patches that are like supposed to prevent seasickness. Uh-huh. She was super worried about getting seasick. And the whole time leading up to it, I was like, oh, I'm going to be fine. I kind of forgot that like I also get seasick, and I for some reason was thinking I could just confidence myself out of it. But I did take Dramamine beforehand and put on those C-band things. But man, it was so fucking choppy that as soon as we actually did see whales and dolphins, by the way, like nice. Dolphins flipping and whales like cool. Feeding and stuff. Like I think there was a mom whale that was feeding a baby whale and they're breaching and stuff. We saw a lot of really cool things. But as soon as I saw that and took my sight off of the horizon.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, I'm going to throw up. That's it. I'm done. And, Meg's like, no, you got it. And I look back at the horizon and I was able to eventually control myself and didn't ever throw up, but I couldn't look at the whales anymore. Like I had to just keep looking at the island because I was like, I can't look. Otherwise I'm going to get immediately sick. So I saw it and then for a minute. And then after that, there was a lot more whale stuff that I didn't get to see. So,
well, I guess that's better than like puking your guts out on the side of a boat.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
That would have maybe put a damper on the day.
They had buckets there. They were passing out to a couple of people. I don't think anyone actually threw up, but
just in case.
It was like worst possible conditions for that. And then when we went back in after we saw the whales, we're going faster and going over waves. And I was fine by that point. As long as we were moving and we're just like rocking in the ocean, I was okay. We were going over some pretty big waves very fast, and it would like thud into the water after that. And I turned to Meg and I said, tonight we should watch The Perfect Storm. Like, it's the perfect pairing movie for this.
And did you?
And that's what we did. So if you're looking for a movie recommendation, we watched The Perfect Storm. And what I could recommend is to not watch it after having felt seasick earlier in the day, because that is not a good time. We literally had to turn it off halfway because we both felt seasick watching it in our hotel room. So Good movie, Marky Mark, and the other half of Talladega Nights was in the movie as well, John C. Reilly.
Huh. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Really?
Did you end up finishing it then?
Yeah, we finished it another night. Oh, okay. George Clooney. It's a huge movie.
Oh. All right, what's your rating then?
Okay. So on Letterboxd, again, you can find me at KDRSC01. I gave it 3.5 stars.
Okay.
But I said, it's fine. And then I guess I don't really want to say much more if you'll watch it. So, because I talk about the ending. Maybe I should mark this as a spoiler. But anyway, you should watch it. It's an excellent movie. It's not, hilarity does not ensue though. So, you know, be warned.
It does have a 46% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
Yeah.
I thought this was up for like an Oscar or something. Maybe I'm wrong.
63% audience score.
Well, that's only slightly better than Madame Web. That's not great. Huh. Maybe everyone was just seasick right before they watched it or something. Or maybe it just makes people seasick to watch it. That could be.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that was a weird way to sum up my honeymoon, but
you gotta
we had a great time. It was
very on brand.
Yeah. It was a long, like maybe the longest vacation Megan and I have ever taken together. I'm sure I took longer vacations when I was younger with my family, but it's been forever since I've taken a long vacation like that, and this was perfect.
So, are you experiencing the post-vacation blues where you're ripped back into reality and you're like, oh, this sucks. I don't want to do any of this. I want to be back on vacation.
A little bit. I felt very unmotivated the week after I got back.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I'm still in the vacation mindset. I'm not really in the, like, oh, yeah, I want to get stuff done at work now. I'm more like, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I still don't want to do anything.
I want to wake up and do whatever I feel like a vacation.
Yeah, right. That's fine. Getting back into it. But it was great. Super long, unstressful vacation.
Good. Glad to hear it.
The best possible things. Did you guys do, because you were in Kauai last year, right?
No, this was a few years ago at this point.
It was a few years ago? Okay.
But yeah, gotcha. We just spent we did 2 weeks, I think, or about somewhere along those lines, maybe like 12 days or something like that. But yeah, all on Kauai, but we split our time between the north part of the island and the southern part of the island.
Okay. Yeah, we meant to go up to the north part and see the the canyon, the big canyon.
Yeah,
we did that. We never got to that. Okay.
Cool. We went hiking, yeah, up there.
We kept hearing from everyone that's the thing to do, and we just never did it. But
it's beautiful, but like as somebody who's afraid of heights, there were times where Emily would be like, go over there, I'm going to take a picture. I'm like, I'm not getting any closer than I am now. I can't, I'm not walking up to the cliff. Like, no,
huh.
This is as further, it was, yeah, I'm not going to get any closer. I'll start to like, my knees will shake or something. I can't do it.
Dang.
There's no like guardrails or anything. You can just walk off the cliff.
Jesus. Yeah, we already decided we got to go back because there's a lot of stuff we didn't see, but that'll probably be in 10 years or something. So.
That's, yeah, both Emily and I agree that's like one of the best vacations we've ever taken. That we sort of refer to that as our honeymoon, even though we had only just gotten engaged, I think, at that point. But that's the one that like feels like a honeymoon because you're in like paradise and getting to relax a lot and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, that's like, I don't know, at least for us, like the ideal vacation of like tropical, you can relax, but there are also some fun stuff to do and some fun hikes and stuff. So
yeah,
it's perfect.
A little expensive when it comes to like food and stuff, but
dude, we paid for everything like hotels and flights with points. So we were fine there, but oh my God, did we spend so much money on food? It was ridiculous. Yeah. Every meal you ate out, you have to spend at least like $150. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even I'm glad like the hotel like had breakfast at least, so we didn't have to pay for that, but
nice. Yeah, we got a couple lunches, I think, from even like food trucks, and even that was like, I don't know, $15-$20 a person for just
I
get it. They gotta like import a ton of stuff, which is expensive to do. They're on an island.
It makes sense. And the whole thing is basically a tourist destination, so they're gonna gouge you anyway, but anyway.
Worth it.
Expensive. No, worth it. Worth it, yeah. Just maybe got to wait a little while to recoup some funds before going back out there.
Yeah.
And then you went on a vacation, too.
I did. I will say, too, when I was in Hawaii, that was also during my birthday. That's quite a way for Meg to spend her birthday, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because we also did it in February, which also is the time to go to Hawaii if you live in Chicago.
Yeah, it was the perfect time to go. Yeah, we celebrated, like 3 occasions, Valentine's Day, Meg's birthday, and our honeymoon. So several places we went to for dinner gave us free champagne because we just kept mentioning it's our honeymoon. It was nice. It was very nice.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for this year, for my birthday, we decided to go to Austin, Texas.
Nice.
Never been. Emily had not either. We just wanted to go somewhere warm, except for the fact that the Saturday on my birthday was like 43 degrees and overcast.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, while we were there.
Yep. It gets that cold?
Apparently. Jeez. Even though it was 70 and sunny the day before.
Oh, that sounds like Chicago.
Yeah, it's, yeah, lately. Climate change, baby. It's all weird now. But yeah, we had a ton of good food, but it did kind of put our main plans were like, well, it's going to be nice out. So I just want to like walk around and be outside all day. So that chilly day kind of put a damper on those plans. But we did then call an audible and we're like, well, we can't be outside. Do you want to go see a movie? Let's go to the Alamo Draft House.
Ooh,
never been
cool.
To one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they either have or are opening one in Chicago.
There is one in Chicago. I've just never been.
I did enjoy that they put their popcorn in a like a metal bowl instead of like a bucket or something like that.
Wow.
I like that. It's more environmentally friendly because then they can just like wash it. Hmm. And it is unlimited popcorn, I'm pretty sure.
It's real butter too, right?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah. Hmm. But yeah, you get a whole menu to order stuff from, and then you like write down your food, and somebody comes by and takes this little piece of paper and then like brings your food to you, to your seats.
That's great.
And they're the big loungy seats that go back.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that you like to take a nap in.
Whenever the next Fast and Furious comes out, we have to go to the Chicago Alamo Draft House to see it.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm down for that. If it ever does, right?
Yeah, well, controversy. We'll see. Yeah,
we gotta fit Fast and Furious into every episode. Apparently, we gotta talk about it.
Absolutely, they're paying us to talk about it.
I can somehow hear that Steve is smiling when he's listening to this. But yeah, Austin was great. We did have a fun. Okay, first I'll talk about two things. One. Some friends of ours just happened to also be in town in Austin, Texas while we were there. So we got to meet up with them and they were like, hey, we're going to this thing called Chicken Shit Bingo. Do you guys want to come? And we're like, sold. Whatever that is. Yes. That sounds great. So what it is, instead of bingo where you need to get like all the letters and stuff like that, it's just a big board of like numbered squares.
Oh,
and
no.
This big board is put into a cage, and then they throw seed across the board, and they stick a chicken in there. And so you buy tiles ahead of time.
Oh, my God.
And then the chicken goes in the cage. Everyone gets real quiet, and you just kind of stand around for 15 to 30 minutes or so, and you wait for the chicken to take a shit. And then whatever square it shits on, that person wins. If you had that tile.
Are you sure you were in Austin, not Tijuana? Like, this sounds like not Texas.
It was all very, like, we were a little worried that it might get into, like, animal cruelty territory.
Yeah.
But it was not. Everyone was, like, no one was shaking the cages or anything. Like, everyone literally got quiet and was, like, very respectful.
Okay, good.
But the winner, at least when we were there, you win, like, over $100 is what was going on. Like,
wow.
And I think the buy-in for a tile was maybe like $2 or $5 or something like that. I forget.
Dang.
But it felt very much, this was outside behind a bar, like in a parking lot. So it was like very tailgate energy. People had even bought like, or brought lawn chair type things and like set up camp and like picnic tables and stuff. So that was very entertaining. But that was sort of a little outside of like the main city. So we took an Uber to get there and we're chatting with this. And I want to say he's very nice, friendly Uber driver. We like, mentioned that, you know, we're here out of town. He picked us up at a hotel, so context clues that we don't live there. He was giving us recommendations and stuff like that. We mentioned that we're from Chicago. He's like, oh, so you guys here for like work or for the, there happened to be a like a half marathon going on at the same time. So it's like, oh, you're here for that. And we're like, no, just wanted to like get out of the winter and go somewhere warm kind of thing. And he was like, oh yeah, I forget that like you Northerners do that.
What the fuck?
As if this was like some weird concept. He was just here. It's like, yeah, man, you mean vacation? Like going somewhere you yeah, don't what? Live? I was like, that's kind of a funny comment. Also, I've never been referred to as a Northerner, but that makes sense.
I don't refer to people as Southerners, do I? I guess we do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We are pretty far north when you think about it. We're like
we are,
two states away from Canada. But I just thought that was kind of funny. And then, so we were talking about that of like, oh yeah, like, you know, this is nothing. It's, you know, our friends told us it was like 19 degrees back at home. So this is great kind of thing. And then you could tell, he was very nice, but he was kind of like, so no offense or anything, but then like, why do you live there? It's like, hey man, why do you live here? What, like,
yeah,
I could ask the same thing. This is in the same conversation where he also told us that like the following summer set a new record for most consecutive days where it was like over 100 degrees. I was like, ooh, that sounds awful. Why do you live here?
Yeah.
Do I really have to answer this? You know, you don't choose where you grow up, and then usually you kind of stay around that place.
Right. Because so, like, you got family there and friends already. And
I really
seem totally with it, but okay.
Yeah. I really got a kick out of that. It was like, I would much rather do like 15 degree weather than have to suffer through 110 degree weather for days at a time.
Yeah. I'd rather be cold than hot.
Yes. For sure. Always. You can add more layers. You can't walk around naked.
Nope.
So that was just a fun interaction we had on the way to Chicken Shit Bingo. yeah, I will say every meal was great. We had good Chinese food. Was like the first meal when we got there. It was this kind of like fusion of like Chinese and Texas, where our main dish was brisket fried rice. Mm. That was fantastic. Got to go to a Voodoo Donuts, which I'm a fan of.
Oh, nice.
So I had both donuts and ice cream on my birthday, which was great.
Perfect. Good.
And here's the part where everyone's going to get mad at us. We had no barbecue food while we were there.
Oh, that's fine. I don't like barbecue personally, so I don't blame you.
Yeah, I like it okay, but I don't want a meal where it's just like just slabs of meat and that's all you're getting. Like I need like other stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I also have pretty much just given up beef altogether, so I don't really. Yeah, it didn't seem worth it. We did walk by the famous like Franklin barbecue place just on happenstance on the way to a different restaurant. I was like, hey, there it is. I've seen it on TV shows. Cool.
You got the smells then, at least, right?
Yeah, so sure.
That's half of the taste.
Yeah. We had a good time. I will say it's definitely a like car culture city. It seems to be pretty hard to get around if you don't have a car. And I hate renting cars on vacation. I don't want to have to deal with driving. So we did not do that. But all around, it was fun. We went to like a cool dive bar. Like I said, every meal was great. I don't think we had like one mediocre meal. We ended up going back to a restaurant as like our last meal in the morning before we left because it was so good. Like one of the best. It was like a vegetarian patty melt. And they had the best French fries.
Cool.
And then so we went there for breakfast the next day, and it was blue corn banana chocolate chip pancakes.
Whoa.
So instead of normal flour, you're using the like how you get blue corn tortilla chips. It was that. So the pancakes.
So they were blue?
Like, yeah.
They had with like chocolate blue chips in them?
With bananas and chocolate chips. It was great.
That sounds good.
Very tasty. Was a little disappointed with most of the coffee I was getting. That kind of made me sad a little bit. There was like one place that had good stuff. Maybe I'm just spoiled here or something, but
could be.
Yeah, just like, oh man, this, like, you're a coffee shop, this is what you're supposed to do well.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. So I don't know. That's my own problem with caffeine addiction, I guess. But yeah.
Maybe you have like a specific taste for Chicago coffee or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Shout out to Hex Coffee. They're one of the best. but so, oh yeah. So that the movie I ended up seeing on vacation, love that we both saw a movie on vacation. Absolutely. Very on brand. Was the movie Argylle. Have you heard of this?
Oh, I see. It's all over my Apple TV, but I have not seen it yet.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
It's like a purposely over the top spy thriller action movie. And there's all of the famous people in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a single face. I was like, who's that? It's like everyone is recognizable.
Who voices the CGI cat?
The cat does not talk in this one, unfortunately. Oh,
it doesn't talk either?
No. I wish. That's the star of the movie right there.
Yeah, that's Argylle, right?
That's the titular Argylle. Yep.
But does it get a voice? Wow, strange. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was a choice they made. It was an artistic choice.
Is it based on something? It sounds kind of familiar for some reason.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. It actually had kind of some similarities to Romancing the Stone, in that like the main character is an author. She has a cat. Goes on an adventure.
Huh.
Yeah, like if you pull up the cast, it's Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell, Henry Cavill, John Cena, Dua Lipa, Bryan Cranston, Samuel L. Jackson, Catherine O'Hara. Like, it's all famous people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm seeing that it got a 33% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, no.
But a 72% audience score.
What is up with that? Why does that keep happening?
I don't know. Critics are too, like, I don't know, snobby or something.
I guess.
I gave this 3 stars on Letterboxd, and I'm even tempted to give it 3.5. I feel like I should update my score. Because I left it being like, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. Is it the best movie ever made? No, but movies are supposed to be entertaining, and that was very entertaining.
All right, with that many stars, it's like,
yeah,
it's gotta be okay.
It's like, the whole premise is that it is over the top. Like, it's supposed to be, like, there, I won't spoil it, but there's one sequence towards the end where you're just like, they are absolutely just having fun with this now. Like, this is not meant to be serious. Like, it's just a fun time. I left it being like, it was a little long. There were parts where I was like, huh, we're still going with this, huh? Okay. It's over 2 hours, I think like 2:19 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but. Yeah, 2 hours and 19 minutes. So it does feel a little long at times, but I had a blast, especially getting to go on like a shitty day anyway, going to an Alamo Drafthouse, getting that experience.
Nice.
It was a good time.
So what was your favorite food then that you had out of everything?
Oh, probably I think the like veggie patty melt. The French fries were battered and came with like parsley and Parmesan sprinkled on them too.
Nice.
There was most meals there, like on way more than one occasion, I felt like bad afterwards because I was like, I am so full because this food is so good. I regret finishing all those French fries, but I couldn't help myself. They're so delicious.
Nice.
Which I think is a good sign if you're mostly walking around being like, oh my God, I'm stuffed.
Yeah. Yeah. How affordable was the food there? I mean, it's a city, right? So it's probably not nearly as bad as Kauai was.
No, yeah, definitely not that. I think it was pretty reasonable. I would say in line with Chicago or maybe even a tad cheaper. I had no like sticker shock or anything.
Nice.
And we ended up going to a show. I forgot about that part. We saw this band Husbands that Emily introduced me to and is a fan of that just happened to, we saw, I was like, oh, hey, while we're there, they're playing. Let's go see them. Oh, that's, I do want to talk about this part. So the opening band is from Austin. They're called Being Dead. We get there when their opening band is playing. We're looking around in the crowd. Very cool venue. The back wall is basically your outdoors. Like the show is like inside, but you can just as easily walk outside and like still be at the show kind of thing.
Cool.
We look around and I start to notice there's these dudes in full black tie suits wearing sunglasses. And when I say sunglasses, picture what like Agent Smith wears in The Matrix.
Yeah, okay.
And earpieces. So very Matrix agent vibe. And there's like five of these guys, and they all happen to be like, yeah, like 6'6". There's like these huge people.
Are those the husbands?
They're not the husbands. But at first I'm like, I see like one or two and I'm like, oh, that's kind of fun that like security at this venue goes all out. That's interesting. But then as the night goes on, three of them stand at the front of the stage, but facing the audience just with their arms crossed. And then I'm like, oh, this is a bit. Like they start to like take their hand into their earpiece and kind of like nod and just gesture to like, or like point at people or whatever. And then as the set goes on, a song starts playing and they all start jumping up and down and dancing along to it. I was like,
what?
Oh, they're just like friends of the band that are doing this like, as a bit.
Wow.
I thought it was a great idea. It was very entertaining. We ended up talking to one of them at the merch booth, but he was very drunk at that point. Emily was kind of like, hey, you know, what's the deal with all this? And he's like, oh, we're security for the band. But, you know, with security, it's more like you want to predict of the future of where you need security. So we gave some weird explanations. Okay. Like, all right, cool, man. So yeah, it was a good time. It was a good show. And it was like, you know, a 10-minute walk from our hotel. So it was great to just head over there and head back. Yeah. And husbands nice. Had the entire time the back wall behind the stage was a giant projector screen. And they had these like very cool, trippy, colorful videos going on during their whole set. So I just was like watching that the entire time. I was like, this is, they had a good idea to add more to their set because they're kind of just like a chill indie rock band-ish.
Gotcha. Nice.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Awesome, man. Well, it sounds like we both had a very eventful couple weeks there.
Yeah.
But now we're back to the grindstone, bringing you guys content every week.
Instead of getting to choose what movies, we're back to being forced to watch movies.
That's correct, yeah. Except for the days that we just talk about whatever we want. So.
Yep.
Like today.
Yeah. Also, I guess just to say, given that this is a 350 episode, apologies to anyone who has said anything nice about the show and I give an awkward reaction. I am not good at that, but thank you, and I really appreciate it. If you've ever texted one of us or mentioned it in person or whatever, it does mean a lot. Thank you, and hopefully I at least said the words thank you to you, and if not, I'm sorry.
And thank you to all the people who have not reached out to me about this show ever. So.
Yeah. Yeah, do more people want Ken's number? I feel like I get the text from people a lot of the time.
Yeah, you reach out to CJ if you need to get at me.
Yeah.
He'll pass along my number.
Yeah, I'll be the inbox, and I can take them in and pass them along.
Yeah. Or where else can they reach us, CJ?
You can follow us on all the things at Over Talking Pod or email us directly. Ken will read that. He is on top of the emails.
I'm on the emails.
Yeah. See them before I even know we have them.
I'm an inbox zero guy, so get it out of there if there's nothing.
You can email us at overtalkingpod@gmail.com. Call or text us. You can text both of us at USACAT1591 or the real number is in the show notes. I don't actually remember what it is. Or go to our website, overtalkingpod.party. Type in the word of your favorite movie. See if we've ever covered it. Maybe we have. And if we shit on it, it was deserved. We stand by our opinions. We're correct.
Exactly. Yeah, we're the
source
of truth.
You're wrong in thinking that's a good
move. All the contact info is in the show notes too. So, you know, if you want to know what actually USA Cat is, just look down there. It's super easy. And I actually did get an email earlier saying that the Over Talking Overlords in celebration of our 350th episode are giving us the week off.
Oh, wow.
So they're not going to come by. For this episode. But they did gently remind me in the email to remind me to remind you if you like the show, let's go on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and rate and review. Reviews sort of help people find this podcast. Also, we spend any money in advertising. So if you like the show, please tell a friend and spread the word. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. 350 more episodes coming at you. And stay with us. And this will never die. Okay.
All right. So we will hit that 12-year anniversary, huh?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
See you next week. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The 350th episode of the Over Talking Podcast was produced by Ken and CJ. Edited by CJ. Music by Justin Peters. Logo by Nate Richards. Check out Nate's work on Instagram @NateRichardsDesigns.